ॐ नमः पाणिनि कात्यायन पतञ्जलिभ्यः शब्द विद्या संप्रदाय कर्तृभ्यः परम ऋषिभ्यो नमो महद्भ्यो नमो गुरुभ्यः येन अक्षर समाम्नायमधिगम्य महेश्वरात् कृत्स्नं व्याकरणं प्रोक्तं तस्मै पाणिनये नमः। वाक्यकारं वररुचिं भाष्यकारं पतञ्जलिं पाणिनिं सूत्रकारं च प्रणतो अस्मि मुनित्रयम्। ॐ नत्वा सरस्वती देवी शुद्धां गुण्यां करोम्यहं पाणिनीय प्रवेशाय लघुसिद्धान्तकौमुदी। नमो नमः। सो वेलकम बैक। आई एम श्योर मेनी ऑफ यू आर एबल टू एक्सेस ऑनलाइन क्लासेस। Is there any problem anybody is facing? Or just feel free to send me an email. Also, any questions before we start? Because once we start, usually we are in the flow and then we don't pause as much for questions. But you know, feel free. Would like to keep these classes as free flowing as possible. Yeah, go ahead, Amma.
Kalpeshji, this is regarding the samasa. Can I ask you a question now?
Yes, you can ask a question.
Okay. You had mentioned earlier in one of the emails about the Shashti, Tatpurusha and Bahurihi. How do we distinguish between the two? What is the criteria on that? Because I'm a little not sure about how to distinguish between Bahurihi.
That is fine. I think what happens is that, you know, we have not dwelled further a lot into the samasas. I mean, we have looked at it briefly. So, Shashti Tatpurusha, right? For example, what happens is that is Uttara Pada Pradhanam. So the question that is asked is, how to distinguish between a Tatpurusha?
Shashti Tatpurusha, right.
Yeah, it may not be Shashti, it could be other Tatpurushas also.
Okay.
Purusha and Bahurihi. Samasa. So what happens is that sometimes the same Samasa could be taken as Tatpurusha, it would mean one thing. And the same Samasa, could be taken as Bahurihi, it will mean another thing. You follow?
Yes.
So the meaning, whether if it is Shashti Tatpurusha or is it Bahurihi, will depend on what do you want to relate with. The speaker, the Vivaksha. Where is the Vivaksha? Because when we say Rajnyaha Purushaha, the king's man, right? What is happening is that we are talking about Rajnyaha Purushaha, okay? So, Rajnyaha Purushaha means Raja Purushaha. Raja Purushaha. So, what happens is that you will find that if at all, let's say what you do is you bring in a verb. Okay, verb. The verb will be Agachati. Singular. Right?
Okay.
Why is the verb singular? Because one person. If it is many, it would have been two, would have been Raja Purushau Agachataha. It would have been multiple. It would have been Raja Purushaha Agachandi. So what you have to do is you have to see, you take the word of the samasa and you bring in some verb and see how you're going to relate the samasa to the verb, right? And let's say we say Neela Kantaha. Neelakantha asti. Everyone wants to say agachati. Then I cannot use the same confusion there. I cannot create the confusion. My idea is to create the confusion and then resolve the confusion, right? So when I say Neelakantha asti, right? Do you mean blue is? Is that what you mean? Or do you mean, what do you mean? Asti means is, that is sure, right?
Right.
Okay, so what do you mean? Blue is, throat is, or Lord Shiva is.
Okay, Anyavada.
What do you mean to say?
Yeah, Shiva okay. is.
So if you mean to say Lord Shiva is, then Nila and Kantha, the Swapada of the Samasa, are not able to provide you the Vigraha Vakya.
Hmm.
Then your Vigraha Vakya would be Nila Kantha. It is Swapada only, Vigraha Vakya. But the Tatpurya of that Vigraha Vakya is Anyapada Pradhana. So what is that Anyapada Pradhanyatvam? Anyapada Pradhanyatvam is that neither blue nor throat is. It is something other than the blue and the throat which is. Then it becomes a Bahuri. Okay? Because now what you are saying is that this see that Pradhanyatvam is what? It is not that the throat is Pradhana or Shiva is Pradhana or the blue is Pradhana. It is not that the word is Pradhana. The Pradhanyatvam in this Uttara Pada Pradhana, Purva Pada Pradhana, Ubhaya Pada Pradhana, right? Anya Pada Pradhana. So the Pradhanyatvam is what is the main aspect, right? What is that thing that you are trying to connect to the word? And in a sentence, whenever you take a sentence, see when you say something, you are saying a sentence, right? And when you're saying a sentence, there is the akhyata. Akhyata is the verb. And whenever there is an akhyata to the verb, all the words of the sentence connect to the verb, right? So in a samasa, let's say there are two words. Don't worry about multiple word samasas right now. If in a samasa, there are two words. And even that samasa, if the latter word is connecting to the verb, neela kantaha asti, the blue throat is, okay? The blue throat is. So now is the verb asti. Okay, it's connecting to what? Is it connecting to throat or blue? It is connecting to throat. So it is connecting to the Uttarapada. So the Uttarapada Pradhana. So when I want to say the blue throat is, then it becomes a Tatpurusha. Okay. Tatpurusha. Okay. So now Tatpurushas could be Prathama, Dvitiya, Tritiya, Chaturthi, Panchami, Shashti, right? Rajnyaha Purushaha, Raja Purushaha, the Shashti Tatpurushaha, right? So Tatpurusha could be any one of them. But in all Tatpurushas, it is the Uttarapada which is the Pradhana. That means what? It is the Uttarapada which would be connecting with the verb of the sentence. That means that you by this word are talking about the throat. Then it is Tatpurusha. You by this word are talking about neither the blue nor the throat, but somebody who has a blue throat, right, is Shiva. Then it is Anya Pada Pradhana, then it is Bahuri. Okay?
Okay.
Is it okay?
So the same word could be either one depending on the context. That's what you are saying, right?
Usually Neelakanta will never mean throat. That is also a fact, right? Always Neelakanta would always mean Shiva. Nobody is going to talk about the throat as Neelakanta. And then they will use some other way. But that also you have to see, right? You have to see that what is the usual usage also. But you can do it one way or the other. And that's when you do Vakya Tatpurya Nishaya, right? And in those Vakya Tatpurya Nishaya, the many of the commentators will take it as Shashti Tatpurusha, explain it. Take it as Saptami Tatpurusha, explain it. Take it as Bahurihi and explain it, and then they will try to reconcile all the meaning to be the same thing type of a scenario. Okay. I think you know with this we see very frequently in one of the grammar sutra.
Mm-hmm.
There's a sutra that says sthanivad adesho analvito. Okay. So it comes and tells you that something which is alvidhi doesn't have sthanivad bhava. So what is alvidhi? So the Panini just gave a samasa called alvidhi. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then what the many of the commentators they do is that they make it tritiya tatpurusha, alavidhi.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Or they make it panchami tatpurusha, alahavidhi.
Mm-hmm.
They make it shashti tatpurusha, alahavidhi.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then they make it saptami tatpurusha, alividhi. Because all these four of them, they make grammatical sense. And then try to explain the sutra with using all four of them. Complicating it for us. Also complicated for people who are trying to understand. But doesn't matter. Right? That is what is the Vishwato Mukhatvam of the sutra literature. Is that once the sutra is available, we have seen, okay, that there are these characteristics of the sutra. And then one of the characteristics of sutra is Vishvatomukhatvam. It's basically, it sees all around. It's all the aspects are covered. So that is fine. But what I'm trying to say is that, does the word itself, can you say it's a Tatpurusha or a Bahuvrihi? Usually you should be able to. Because you will find that, you know, it doesn't make sense otherwise. One way or the other, it doesn't make sense. But if at all you're in doubt, you see what are you relating the word, which word are you relating with the verb in the sentence. And that relationship, if it is Ubhaya Pada Pradhana, then the verb, if this is dual, this verb also will be dual. If it is Uttara Pada Pradhana, then you know it is Tatpurusha. If it is Anya Pada Pradhana, then it is Bahurihi. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
Sure. Any other questions before I proceed? Okay. So last class we were doing practicing some of the Sandhi rules. And we discussed saying that let us continue with some of the Sandhi rules, okay? And I gave you some handout, I believe. I don't know whether if you got to look at it, but you can practice that further. Hmm? And that is Sandhi rules for... Rupaji, can I mute you?
Please. Sorry.
Oh, you have a question? Okay. Yeah, no, that's okay. What happens is that, you know, I get positive feedback. So if I say it, it echoes back. So that is why I request you to mute. But if you have a question, please feel free to unmute. Okay. Let us see some Sandhi, okay? Asau ayam. Asau ayam. Please go ahead. Asau ayam. How will you do? These are two words, asau and ayam.
Au and a becomes ava. Asavaya.
So don't say ava, say ava.
Ava, yes.
Asav, ayam. Then what else?
Wo and O will join, so asavayam, right?
No, actually what happens is that we have not studied this, I think, but the vakara lopa happens. Okay. Asavayam, because of that yakara lopa, just like yakara lopa happens, the padanta vakara lopa happens. So this is a padanta. That's why this is important that these are to be known as two words. Okay. So let us look at that sutra again. I'm trying to find that out. The sutra says that if at all you have a padanta yakara or a padanta vakara. Let me find that out. I think the Padanta Vakara also applies. I have a more detailed book here, so I have to really turn through the pages. One second. Give me a second. Let me find this thing so that I... Yeah. Yes. So this, we have studied the yakara, but whenever you have an avarna, avarna, and this is a padanta yakara or a yakara or a vakara. So padanta yakara or a vakara, right? Then avarna, and it is followed by an ash. Okay, then what happens is that the padanta yakara vakara, so the avarna will remain as it is. Avarna will depend as it is, but the padanta yakara vakara will get dropped. Optionally. Okay. And the ash will remain as it is. So, what will happen is that if you look at it, you'll have two forms. So, what you're saying is also correct in some sense. So, it will become asavayam or asayam. Okay. That's and by the way, after you do this asayam, asayam, you do not do the sandhi after that. Okay, go ahead. What is your question? Somebody asked something.
I was just saying asayam, wasn't that where the avagraha comes in for that for the ayam part?
No, that doesn't happen, right? So that asayam, if at all you do the akara, if this akara gets merged into some other sandhi rule, right? Then like Shivaha, aham, right? In this case, if you do Shivo plus aham, and that becomes Shivoham. So in this case, the akara was there, and it became as part of the previous sandhi, padantad avarna, this okara, right? It becomes part of the previous sandhi. Then you bring in the avagraha. Okay, but in this ayam, the a will remain as it is. Suppose if at all you had some other scenario, right? Let's say, deva atra. Deva atra. So if you have deva atra, right? That also is not, it's a feminine deva, akara. I'm trying to figure out. Give me one word which is akaranta. One second. Lata atra. Yeah, lata atra. Okay, that is better because it's a feminine word. Lata, akaranta, and atra. Now, when you do the sandhi of this, it becomes the savarna dirgha sandhi. Lata atra. Savarna dirgha sandhi. Akara and akara will become akara. In this case, sometimes you will see an avagraha like this. Or if you have something like this, lata agachati. Okay, becomes lata gachati, right? So here sometimes you will find that a and a is replaced by another a. Some good books will give you two avagrahas here. Okay, so that avagraha is a representation of an akara or an akara. Actually, the avagraha is akara. That akara was there as part of. So, in order to explicitly say it, you will say that avagraha to be there. Okay, so if the avagraha is not there, you would think lata gachati. Okay, so then they will be helpful to you and say put two avagrahas and say there is a lata agachati. Savarna dirgha sandhi. Similarly, when you have savarna dirgha sandhi between a and a also, you could have this avagraha. Of course, when you have this shivoham also, you will have this avagraha. But in our case, what is happening is that padanta vakara will get dropped optionally. So when the padanta vakara does not get dropped, you will get asavayam. But when the padanta vakara does get dropped, then what happens is that you will get asayam. after this, this sandhi, you do not form a sandhi between these two. Okay. The vakara disappearance is limited by the sandhi rules. So in this case, the sandhi will not happen. This will remain as it is. It will remain in asa ayam. So whenever you see a book, right, any scenario, right, where you say something like this, right, say suppose you see some usage like this, okay, hara iha. So what happens is that you would then say it is sambodhanam, he hara iha. He hara iha. But if it is not sambodhanam and sambodhanam doesn't make sense, then the only way this makes sense, it is hare iha. That becomes harai iha and that becomes hara iha. So if a book that generally does sandhi, and if the sandhi is absent, right? If the sandhi, the book is generally doing sandhi, and if the sandhi is absent, then you have to figure out why the sandhi is not done. Okay. And then once you figure out why the sandhi is not done, in a general book which always does sandhi, and then you have to say, okay, yeah, there was a visarga here, or there was an ekara, okara here, right? And then you bring in the yakara, vakara, which lopa generally would have otherwise happened. Okay. So you look at these examples. Okay. So in this case, asau ayam becomes asavayam or asaayam. After asaayam, after this vakara lopa. Remember, after this vakara lopa or yakara lopa, you do not form sandhis in the remaining vowels. Okay. Some more practice, right? Let's do some more of those in these lines and see if at all we can. One second, let me pull up. Okay, so this is basically, but remember this one requires it to be a padanta, important padanta. If it's not padanta, then this dropping also doesn't happen. Optional dropping of the optional aspect of dropping the vowel, dropping the yakara vakara will not happen. Let's see another example. Okay, ase plus a. So that's why I'll tell you. In this case, it is basically. In this case, it is a is a pratyaya, so it is not padanta. So ase a, how will you do this? Next person, want to try? Ase a. There's no padanta sound here.
Ase.
No, asave. Avadesha, ayadesha plus a becomes asaye. Yes, you're right. Asaye. What am I thinking? I was thinking on the previous one. Avadesha. Okay. Asaye. Good. Let's see the next one. Che plus ana. Che plus ana. This is actually a and pratyaya again. Che is a chi dhatu. Gets ana. Ana is a pratyaya. Go ahead.
Chayana.
Same thing. Ayana. Che becomes chayana. Chayana. Okay. Lo plus ana. Again, same pratyaya. Next person wants to try? Easy. Low plus ana.
Lavana.
Yes. Lavana. No, no. Okay, lavana. No, not na. Na. Lavana.
Lavana.
Okay. Chore plus ati. Chore plus ati.
Chore.
This is also pratyaya. Chora yati. Yes. Very nice. Chora yati. Okay. Bhau plus uka.
Bhava.
No. Bhava. Bhav and then no, bha, not bhava. then after that bhav plus uka becomes what? Bhavuka. Okay, gai plus aka. Yes,
gayaka.
Gayaka.
Gavaka.
Very nice. Okay, sadho plus a. This is what happens in Chaturthi Ekvachanam. Sadhu.
Sadhave.
Chaturthi Ekvachanam becomes Sadhave. Sadhave. Like Gurave. Gurave Namaha. Sadhave Namaha. Shanko plus Ya. Shanko plus Ya. Okay, here don't worry about this, okay? This is something that you have not learned, so I'm going to skip that. Okay. Agnav. Agnav plus Iha. This is a Padanta.
Padanta.
Yes. So it's a Padanta. So what happens? So it becomes Agna, because Av plus Iha becomes Agna Viha. And then the other one will be Agna plus and then Iha. Two forms. Agna Iha and Agna Viha. In books you will find this form more prevalent. Okay. So you will find Agna Iha and then you will wondering why he is not done a sandhi of A and E as A. Okay. And that is because of the vakara he wants to bring in. So that's how you will not have just one second, okay? Please hold on for a second. Shamyata. I'm sorry. I got disconnected. So yeah, in this case you will have these two forms, Agna Iha and Agna Viha. Okay. Let's see some more. Couple of more, okay. Pau plus Itra. This is not Padanta, it's a Pratyaya. Yes.
It's Pavitra, no?
Yes. Pavitra.
Pavitra.
See, you have to do Avadesha, okay? So, it is very simple. O, you do Avadesha. How you do Avadesha, okay? A, you do Ayadesha. I, you do, I, Adesha. So, this is how it is.
This is echo yavaga, that.
Yeah, echo yava yava.
Okay.
So what happens that A you do I adesha, O you do av adesha, I you do I adesha, and au you do av adesha. So if you have pau, then you do not pavitra, but pavitra. She plus, so now this is easy, right? She plus ana will become what? Shayana.
Is it pau or po?
Is it pau or po? Yeah, sometimes it could be, okay, let's say if it is po, right, then it will be pavitra. Okay, but if it was pau also can happen, by the way. You know, of course we know pavitra, but you could have some scenarios, it will be pau plus itra would become pavitra. Okay. If it's a taddita, this adi vruddhi will happen. Glau plus au. Glau plus au. Okay. Anybody? Glau plus au. Try.
Glau.
Become glavau. Good. Glavau. Okay, it's a non-padanta. Let us do this, okay? This becomes a padanta. Balau plus atra.
Bala Atra.
With two of them, right? So one will be Bala Vatra.
Bala.
And the other will be Bala Atra. Okay. Bala Vatra and Bala Atra. If you had this scenario, right? If you had Bala Atra, what happens here? Visarga Sandhiru.
You get Bala with Avagraha and Tra.
So you don't get that. You'll get Bala Ya. The Visarga will get Yakara Desha. Bala Yatra, or it becomes Bala Atra. The two forms. There's no Avagraha. Avagraha, Yakara has to go. Yakara still remains. As long as the Akara still remains, you have to form. So here what happens is that in Balaha, you will get the Yakara Desha, and that Yakara will get dropped optionally. Bala Yatra and Bala Atra. Okay.
What is different with then what is both group will are same, so what is different?
Yes. There's no difference between the two. When you see this and when you see this, there are two possibilities. It could have been Balaha Atra, or it could have been Balau Atra. Okay. Then how do I know, is it dual or is it plural? Right? This is dual, Balau, two. This is Balaha, plural. How do I know? Then you have to go back and see, this is nominative singular. So then you have to see what the verb is. Balau Agachataha or Gachataha, or is it Gachanti? Okay. So you have to see that usage and then come back and conclude what it is. Bala Atra Gachanti. Right? That means what? It is Bala Atra Gachanti. But if it is Bala Atra Gachataha, then it becomes, it is actually Balau Atra Gachataha. Correct? Do you agree?
Yes. So that we have to look into the Akhyadam then, right?
Yes. Yes, then you have to look at the Akhyata, look at the Samanadhikaranyam, look at the thing Samanadhikaranyam, and then conclude which way to go. Okay, let us do some difference on these and see if we can break some of the sandhis. Okay. Okay. So now I would like you to break the sandhis. Okay, and see if that works. Are you going to join sandhis first and then break it, or you want to directly go with breaking and then joining? Let's see how it goes. Okay, Gajendra. Can you break it up?
Gaja, Indra.
Indra.
Yes.
Indra.
Gaja plus Indra. So what sandhi is this? What sandhi rule did we do? Apply based on the sandhi rules that you have learned?
Guna
sandhi.
Vowel sandhi. Vowel. Yeah, vowel sandhi.
Achandhi.
Achandhi. Yes, achandhi, vowel sandhi is same. Okay, thank you. But in vowel sandhi with sandhi rules, amongst the ones that you have learned, you know, the rules that we do depends on what is the adesha, right? So in Gaja plus Indra, what is the adesha?
A
is the adesha, and A was a guna between akara and ikara, avarnad achipade guna ekadesha syat. Okay, so then between the two you do a guna. These are basically examples of guna sandhi rules. Okay, and guna sandhi, the guna is always a vowel. So definitely it is an ach sandhi. We are doing ach sandhi only right now. Okay. Ach means vowel, so it's a vowel sandhi. Yes, you are right. But specifically it is guna sandhi. Between A and E, you'll get guna ekadesha. So what is guna? It is always between avarna. Okay, A or A when it is followed by an ach. Okay, in that ach also it is the ak only. A and A, if it is followed by an ak. Ak means what? A, E, U, and R, right? And R. When you have that, you will have guna sandhi. But forget about A, because when you do A or A, you'll get savarna dirgha sandhi. So this is actually an exception. So when you get with E, or U, or U, or R, or L, okay, or L, right? Okay, I'm not able to still write, figure out how to write that. Okay, if you have this, right, then these are your adeshas. What are your adeshas? Your adeshas will be A, O, guna. And Rikara, it will be A. A is your guna. But you'll have Repha. And Lakara also, Rikara also will be A, will be your guna. And you will have Lakar after that. Okay, so this will be a adesha. Ekadesha. Ekadesha means what? This adesha comes in place of both of them. Both of these will be replaced by one. Okay, so sthani is the purva and para. The purva is avarna, and para is one of these varnas. By the way, this is lr, okay? You have to be careful. This is lr. It is not a la. It is lr, the vowel. Okay, so then in place of E and A and A or A and E and E, you will get A. A and A or A in place of and U. Between the place of both of these, you will get O. So here in Gaja plus Indra, it is what? Gaj A plus E plus Indraha, right? So in the place of this Purva and Para, in it is Pura Parayoho Sthane, Guna Ekadesha Syat. So Gaja, not Gacha, Gaja. Gaj. So Gaj plus Indra. So between the A and E, you got Ekar Adesha. A and E, you got Ekar Adesha. So, Gajanam Indraha, Gajendraha. So, Samasa. Okay. Now, Pariksho. Pariksho. Savaha. Okay. Again, we are doing still doing Gunasandhi. So what? How do you break the guna sandhi here? First, you look for a guna letter. What is a guna letter? A, O, or A? Hmm? Yeah, go ahead.
Pariksha utsavaha.
Oh, utsavaha.
Pariksha and
utsavaha.
Utsavaha. Hmm? Pariksha and utsavaha. That is fine. You could do that. It could also be pariksha. Pariksha, Akara, and Utsavaha. So, A and U also is O, and A and U is also O. So, which one is it? We have to see. We have to see. Okay. But you're right. Parikshotsavaha. Or it could be Pariksha and Utsavaha. Okay, then let's see. You do try this. Vasantar, Vasant. You must have seen this, right? What Rituhu it is. Vasantar. Okay, can you break this?
Vasantar Rituhu?
Vasant. Yes, can you? What? Can you tell me what is the Adesha?
Vasant. No, Ru, or.
Adesha.
Adesha.
Yes, yes. Ar is your Adesha. So, okay. So, Vasanta, Vasanta Rutuhu.
Right.
Right. Now, only thing you have to verify. One second, okay. Vasanta Rutu. The only thing you have to verify is that is this Raswa or Dirgha? Okay, so it is Raswa, all right? Vasanta Rutu. So here what is happening is that Vasanta plus Rutu. In this A and R, A and R is getting an Ekadesha. Vasanta, the Guna letter you get is A, but that A will be followed with Repha and then Tuhu. Vasanta Rutu, right? And because of the Repha being there, you will get this double Tatakara. So that is why you get this double Tatakara. Vasanta Rutu. Okay. So after the Repha comes, you get double Tatakara. Before the Repha comes, you don't have the double Tatakara. But anyway, that is okay. That is for some other day we will study that. Rameshaha. Anybody?
Rama Ishaha.
Yeah. Rama.
It was Rama Ishaha would make sense, right? But here you know already that it is the Isha of Rama.
Rama Ishaha.
Yeah. Okay. Dirga. Rama Ishaha. Ish comes from Dirga Ikara, like Ishwara. It comes from a Dhatu Ish. Okay? Ish, which means to rule. Aishwarye. Adadi Set Gana Dhatu, Ish Aishwarye. From there, you get this Ishwara. So Rama plus Ishaha becomes Rama plus Ishaha. And so now A and E, you'll get Ekar Adesha. The second one. A and E, you'll get Ekar Adesha. Okay, becomes Rameshaha. Okay. Let's look at this. Suryo Dayaha.
Suryo Dayaha.
You have to say it again clearly.
Surya, Surya Udayaha. Surya.
Yes. Surya plus Udayaha becomes Suryo Dayaha. Okay. So this is easier, right? You're getting the hang of it. Okay. How about this? Hitopadeshaha.
Hita plus Upadesh.
Hita plus Upadeshaha. Upa, not Upadesh, but Upadeshaha. Okay, very nice. Good. Hita plus Upadeshaha becomes Hitopadesha. Okay, how about this? Patheti.
Tata and iti.
Mm-hmm. Yes, tata plus iti. Okay, great. You see, because you know the word tata, you know. Devarshi.
Deva plus Rishi.
Mm-hmm. Actually, it is not Deva, it is Deva plus Rishi. The Akaranta Deva, okay, the Akaranta is for Devata. Devata is a Nitya Akaranta Shabda, Nitya Strilinga Shabda. Devata is always Strilinga Shabda. There you have Akara. You become Devtarshi, okay. But Deva, Deva is Akara, Akaranta. So Deva plus Rishihi becomes what? Deva plus Rishihi, you get Deva Rishihi, Devarshihi. Okay. How do you say your name? Kumaraji?
Pichmani Kumar. Or you can call Kumar.
Okay, Kumaraji. Yeah. You are asking a question?
No, no.
Okay, okay. Thank you. Thank you. I saw you were unmuted, so I thought you were asking something. Okay, no problem. Devarshihi. Devarshi. Okay. Then you know Umeshaha. Umeshaha. Uma plus Ishaha. Okay. Yathecham. Anybody?
Yatha.
Yatha.
Cham.
Icham. Mm-hmm. Maheshwasaha. Maheshwasaha.
Maha Ashwasaha.
See how it is. Maha plus Ashwasaha. Maha plus Ashwasaha.
Mahe. Mahe. Okay. It has Mahe. To be something around Mahe. Mahe.
So what is Ishwasaha?
Ishwasaha.
Ishwasaha is basically a bow. So the Mahe, this is actually Ishu. A Bahuri. Mahe Ishwasaha. Yeah. So it is Ishu. So Ishu Asaha. Asa means to asukshepane, to throw. Okay. And Ishu is an arrow. So the one that throws the arrow. Ishu Asa. Okay. Becomes Ishwasa. Ishwasa. And then Maha. Maha Ishwasa. Okay. So becomes Maheshwasa. So
I got half of it right.
Yes. Yeah. They are deceptively simple, okay.
Maheshi, what is Ishwasaha means?
Okay, Ishu is arrow. Asa means to throw, right? So Ishwasa means that which throws the arrow. It could be the archer or it could be a bow. In this case, it is not the warrior or the archer, it is the bow. Because you are talking about Maha Ishwasa. That means mighty archers, okay? Means people who are, they are not mighty archers, means they are not mighty. They are people, they are great people who are, or they are great bow wielding people. Because their bows are great. Okay, so that is what the meaning of Maha Ishwasa.
So it's
you can always stretch it. You can see, yeah. It is like a Bahuri.
Yeah.
It is like a Bahuri. It is a Bahuri actually. Okay, is those Mahan Ishwasaha Yasyasaha. So one who has mighty bows. Okay, that will be. He's a warrior. No word. Or you can say, another meaning you could say that is that Ishwasaha means a warrior. So he's an archer. Ishwasa is an archer. He's a great archer. So that is also, you can say that way. So two ways you can form the meaning. Okay. Just so that you know, right? You can say one who wields mighty bows. Okay. Or one who has a mighty, large, huge, maha, bow. Okay. Or you can say that Ishwasaha is an archer. Okay, so we can say is a mighty archer. Doesn't make sense, right? So he's a great archer, right? Or a famous archer. So these becomes, you know, lakshana. Okay, maha
Ishwasa.
So here what happens at the issue means an arrow. Okay, and asaha is from asu kshepane. Asa kshepane means to throw. To throw fire. Yeah, what is your question?
No, this can be referred for Arjuna also. The name can be referred for Arjuna.
Yeah. Yes, yes. It could be Ashwa, but it can be for Arjuna. Maheshwasa, it could be for Arjuna. It could be the many warriors also. I think in Bhagavad Gita, first chapter also it comes, Maheshwasaha. So there Maheshwasaha comes in Bhagavad Gita, right? In the first adhyaya. Okay, so you can see what the meaning is there. But you're right. It could be for Arjuna also. Then it becomes, then it becomes a Rudiyata. Then it is Arjuna. If at all you say Kaunteya, so Kaunteya means Kunti Putraha, right? But Kunti Putraha could be any of the six, right? So it could be any of the six. Then, but Kaunteya generally means Arjuna. So then the Kaunteya, Rudi Artha of Kaunteya is Arjuna. That means that the colloquial meaning or the most frequently understood meaning of Kaunteya is Arjuna. Okay? You're right. So Maheshwasa could be Arjuna also. This is one reason why in these classes we stick with the Pada and the Pada Shastra. Once you start looking at various possible meanings of the words, it becomes more of Vakya Shastra. Okay. Maheshwasa.
Kalpesh, Maheshwasa
yes.
Could be for Rama also because Rama is a great archer. So
see, that's what I meant.
Could be meaning so many people.
Yeah. What I'm saying is that it is not who it is referring to. It is an adjective. So when I say it is good, okay. So what I say means good is an adjective. Now good, wherever you apply, you can apply. So what is good? Now, when I'm talking about the adjective, the Shabda Shastra, you talk about the adjective. In Vakya Shastra, you try to derive what is the substantive to which this adjective is being applied to in the sentence that is being used. That becomes the Vakya Shastra. Okay. So the meaning is to be done in by meaning of both Pada and Vakya. That is why even Shankara in his prayers, Adi Shankara in his prayers also says, padavakya pramanatah. Okay. So vyakarana, grammar, we look at pada. Atha shabdanushasanam. Natu vakyanushasanam. Okay, so, but yes, you're right. If it's an adjective, it can apply to anybody, right? But what is the literal meaning of the word Maheshwasa? So, Maha Ishu Asa. Maha Ishu Asa. Ishu means arrow, Asa means throw. So, arrow thrower. Now, arrow thrower could be a bow, or arrow thrower could be a person, because a person also throws arrows, right? He shoots arrows using a bow, all right. That way the bow also shoots the arrow using a string, all right. Right? But we say the bow is the arrow thrower. Then it becomes arrow thrower. Then Mahan arrow thrower, then big arrow thrower. That means it could be a big bow, or it could be one who has a big bow, or it could be the famous archer. These various meanings you can derive.
In this sandhi, akara and akara, it is applied with all of the rasva and dirgha, ikara, ukara, rukara, or akara is applied with rasva and akara is applied with dirgha.
No, that is not true. It is any one of the akara with ikara. So your good question. It is akara plus ikara, akara plus ikara, akara plus ikara, and akara plus ikara. Any combination, the resultant will be ekara.
Rama plus isha dirga and uma plus isha.
Yes.
Rama plus Isha
is Ramesha. Rama plus Isha is also Ramesha. Okay. But you would want to take Rama plus Isha. Why? Because you know he is the lord of his consort. Okay.
Okay.
And the consort there is Rama or Uma. In Shiva.
Okay, thank you.
Got it? Okay. So yeah, your question is right. It could be any one of these combination. Avarnat. That's why we didn't say Adantat. We say Avarnat. Avarnat Achipare Guna Ekadeshasyat. Okay. Let us see a couple of more. Okay. Let us see Uttama Arnaha. Yes, please try this.
Boli
bhi gaya. Main boli mati gaya. Uttam arna.
Uttam
and
runa.
Runaha. Yeah. Not Arunaha. It is Uttama and Runaha. Uttama and Runaha. Uttamarunaha.
Yes.
Let us see. Okay. How about this? Mamalkaraha.
Rupeshi, what is the meaning of runaha?
Runaha means debt. Runaha means debt.
Mama plus rukaraha.
Mama plus rukaraha. Mama plus rukaraha. Mama plus rukaraha. Uttamarnaha means Uttama is chief. Runaha means debt. Okay. Uttama would be chief and debt. So chief debt. What is the chief of debt? No, it is chief debt. Uttama Arnaha of the people. So Uttama Uttamarnaha means what is the I think you know there are five Ranaha, they say. These are the Uttamarnaha. Uttamarnaha, the five debts. You know, debts towards your teachers, debts towards the bhutas, right? So all those five debts are Uttamarnaha. Okay. What is your question? What is Mamal? Mamal Rikaraha, right? That is what it is. It is Mama plus I don't know how to type that, but Rikaraha. Right? Between that A and R, you'll get Al. Al is your Guna. So A is your Guna and you'll get Al. Okay, done with this. We have done already done a lot of these. Okay, let us do okay, so let us see. Okay, now this will be easy. Maha plus Ishaha, what will it be? Tell me, what is Maha plus Ishaha?
Maheshaha.
Okay, Rama plus Itihasa. Go ahead, tell me.
Rame Itihasa.
Yeah. Once you say Rame, you don't say Rame Itihasa. And then Kantha Uchcharanaha becomes Kanthocharanaha.
Mahesha Maheshaha.
Yes, Maheshaha. Very nice. Nopalabdhihi. Okay, so you guys are getting the hang of it now. Vashakara and Ishtihi. Vashyakareshtihi. Okay, Parama and Upakaraka.
Paramopakara.
Swachha and Udaka. Swachha and Udaka.
Swachodaka.
Okay, good. Sapta. You'll see this usage. Sapta and Rishihi.
Saptarishihi.
Saptarishihi.
Yeah, you have to say it correctly. It is not Saptarishihi. It will become Saptarishi. Saptarishi. You see, Saptarishihi. Okay, and Saptarishi. In Saptarishi, you're saying Saptarishi. Saptarishi. Okay, this is Saptarishi. Okay. Papa and Ruddhi. Right?
Aparadhi.
Can you say it correctly?
Papardhihi.
Yes, Papardhihi. The Papardhihi. Okay, done. We have done enough of these. Okay. Let us.
Can it be Papardhi?
No. How? Because A and R, you will get R Adesha, right? So where are you getting the Okara from?
Yes.
Okay. So let us, while we are at this topic, let me give you some of these exceptional cases which you will see them around. Okay, one is Putrau plus agachataha. Okay, as we have shown you this earlier, how what will happen here? Putrau plus agachataha.
Is avagraha?
No avagraha.
Putra
avagraha.
Putra avagataha gachataha.
Okay, you break up first. Okay, you tell me what is it. Putra
va gachataha.
Putra
ava
va
ava gachataha.
Putra va gachataha. Right? Actually, rather than that, there is optional form which is putra agachataha. So remember this. This is correct. What you said is very much correct, right? Because you'll get avadesha, right? But this is the most frequently observed form where the sandhi will not happen. So putra agachataha. This is what came earlier. And I said that how do you know it is not plural and it is this thing? So here you know, because it is agachataha. That means this is putrav. So you have to bring in the vakara, and then once you bring in, when you break the sandhi, you bring in the vakara. And when the vakara is brought in, you change it into avadesha. Okay. So yeah, this is correct. No doubt about it. Avadesha, because you got avadesha. Your au got replaced with av. But that avadesha, the vakara going away is optional. When vakara does not go away, you get putra avagachataha. But when the vakara goes away, you get putra agachataha. The way to say this also is that you have to put a small pause here and then say it. Then only the sandhi, you have to, not exactly breaking a sandhi, but you have to say it distinctly. Putra agachataha. Putra agachataha. Otherwise the a will be eaten up. Okay. So you have to say putra agachataha. Okay. Go ahead.
On your list that you gave, there are a few sandhis that I was not sure how it comes. Can I ask?
Which list?
You said you try it at home in the last class. There was manave. I tried to split it.
Okay.
And
manave. Is it?
Manave. And there was another.
Manu plus A becomes Mano plus A. Becomes Manave. So Manave will be like Guru. Gurave. Manave. Like we also saw today, right?
Yes.
That is how Manave. Go ahead. Which is the next one?
Asau Tungaha. Something like that. Asau Tungaha.
Is it in the printout that I gave you, right?
Yeah. Number 12.
Number 12. Okay, one second. I missed that. Asa. Okay. Asa Vu Tungaha.
Yeah.
Right? Asa Vu Tungaha. Becomes Asau. Right? Asau. Uttungaha. Okay, which is the next one?
Then there was Chaya. Is that Chi plus?
No, so Chayaha, it cannot be that, right? It has to be Che plus Che plus Aha.
Aha. Che plus Aha.
Becomes I plus Aha.
Okay.
Becomes Chayaha. Okay.
And then there was this Aupa Gavaha. I couldn't even understand where there is Sandhi.
Okay.
Number 13.
Aupa Gavaha.
Yeah.
Aupa Gavaha. Okay. So it becomes upagu becomes aupagu. Aupagu becomes aupago. So it becomes aupago plus aha. Okay, becomes aupag av plus aha. Aupagavaha. Okay.
What does that mean? Aupagavaha.
Upagu is actually a word. I've seen that word being used. Upagu. I think at this time, of course, we're not looking at the meanings.
Yeah,
but
that's
upagu
fine.
Is a word. Upagu, it's a name. It's a name, I think. Let me see. Upagu is near. Gu is cow, right? So one who is near the cow. It's a cowherd.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And the tadita of that, right? The a could be belonging to a cowherd.
Okay.
That which belongs to a cowherd will be aupagavaha.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. Are you guys in for some more sandhi or enough of sandhi? Tell me, what say you? Let me continue with this these ones which I started, right? The not so frequently observed. Yeah, go ahead.
I just wanted to tell you this revision is fantastic. I think it is kind of reconfirming what we know.
Yes. Right,
so,
right.
We appreciate that.
Tasmai plus adat. Okay. Tasmai plus adat. Tell me. Tasmai plus adat. Adat is lung lakara for da dane to give.
Tasmai adava.
Tasmai dat. There's no. Yeah, good. Okay. So tasmai plus dat. Not tasmai dat. It is tasmai yadat. Okay. Or tasma plus adat. Make sense? These are some unusual forms I'm showing you. You will see this usage, right? And then you have to realize, oh, there's something wrong. Why something wrong? Because when you see this usage, why is the Savarna Dirgha Sandhi not done? In a book, usually Sandhis will be done. If the Sandhis are done, right, why is the Savarna Dirgha Sandhi not done here? And when you see that, oh, Savarna Dirgha Sandhi is not done, means there has to be a Yakara or a Vakara. Okay, that was dropped there. So you bring in the yakara vakara and then you do the reverse sandhi of it. It becomes tasmai adat. Okay, let's see some more. Okay, te plus ichanti. Te plus ichanti.
Could be Tayachanti
yes. Or Taya. No. You say every try to say every letter correctly, okay? Ta ya ichanti, is that what you're saying? Then that is incorrect. I'll try one more time. Go ahead.
Plus please
try. Niharika, are you trying that?
Taya A.
Okay, let me say. Okay, what happens first is that the A and E, right, you get Ayadesha. Okay, I and then Ichanti. You start with that. Then this Padanta Yakara will get dropped optionally. So if it does not get dropped, it becomes Tayichanti. If it does get dropped, it becomes Tayichanti. Does it make sense? We're doing these unusual forms. Tayichanti. This is when the yakara is not dropped, and the second one is when the yakara gets dropped. Okay, let's see some more. Okay. Gruhe plus asit. Try.
Karpeshi, in earlier one, ta plus ichanti could it become tichanti?
No, techanti. I said no. Whenever you do this yakara dropping, you don't do this. After yakara dropping, you do not do sandhi between the two.
I see.
Look at this. After the vakara dropping, you do not do sandhi between these two. After the yakara dropping, you do not do sandhi between this akara and akara also. Similarly, here also, after the akara, here is a savarna dirgha sandhi you do not do. Savarna dirgha sandhi you do not do. And here between a and e, the guna sandhi you do not do. Okay, after the yakara dropping. You leave it as it is. And that is what happens when you see a text and you see this is left as it is, you have to figure out, oh, why is it like that? That is because it is te chanti becomes ta chanti. Okay, gruhe asit.
Gruhe asit?
No, there is no gruhya. You are saying what you are bringing is correct, but it is gruha. Okay. And then aya, so ayasit, so gruha, gruha is hard to say, but hakara there, and aya, ayadesha because of ekara, and asit, right? So once you do that, what will happen is that your forms will become gruhayasit. You say one by one, gruhayasit, or gruha plus asit, with the yakara lopa. Okay. Ete plus agataha. Let's try one more time. Okay. Agataha. What will happen here? You want to try that again? Kumarji? Ete agataha.
Edat agataha. Sorry.
No, that is okay. Don't apologize. You're trying, right? Which is good. Eta. Eta yagataha or eta agataha. You get the aspect of it. Eta I, that is I, ayadesha, agataha. This ayadesha comes in the place of ekara there. Eta yagataha, eta agataha. Okay, let us try one more, okay? Kasmai plus ayachat. Yes? Okay, let me try it, okay? Kasmayachat. Or kasma ayachat. Two forms. Okay, so let us do the reverse and see if it makes sense for you.
There is a little spelling thing. It's ayachat. Ayachat, it says the second. Yeah, that one. Yeah, the next
okay,
one.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you. Good.
So basically, we can just drop those guna words, right? Kasmai, just say kasma.
Yeah. Right. How is it happening is what you have to understand. The mechanics of it and also the optional form of it. Right. See, this what you're doing is not as important as what we're going to do next. Okay. You look up a text and you see something like this. Gura ayate. Okay. So what do you do? There is no word as gura, you know. So what are the possibilities here? Gura ayate.
Guraha or gurau.
Yes. One second.
Gurau.
Yeah, so there are two possibilities here. One is guraha ayate, okay. But that is the Visarga Sandhi, which we are not doing at this point of time. So there are this other possibility which you have is Gurav plus Ayate. Okay. This is one scenario, right? Can it be Gurai Ayate? So what KKG said, you know, Gurau plus Ayate is correct, right? But can it be Gurai plus Ayate? The answer to that question is it can be, but there is no word as Gurai.
Because both Yakara and Vakara both get dropped.
Either of them can get dropped, the Yakara or Vakara. But you know, Guru Saptami Ekavachanam is Gurau. So that knowledge helps you and tells you that okay, it cannot be Gurai. Okay. And then Guraha plus Ayate, okay, that is also a possibility, but we're not doing that at this point of time. We're looking only at Avadesha and Ayadesha. Okay. So this is what you will see in the text. Prabha. Okay. Prabha. And then Idani. Okay, do the sandhi. Break the sandhi rather. Prabha Idani. It is not a hypothetical splitting the hair type of exercise. Okay, this is very, very much. You read Bhashya, you will, within the first few pages, you will come across a usage like this. Prabha plus Idani. Can you do the sandhi there? Anybody?
Prabha Idani.
You have to be very clear, okay? Prabhavo.
Okay.
Is that what you said?
No, I didn't say that. I said Prabhav.
Prabhav. Please correct me. Is this, it's not very clear. So is this what you said?
That's what I said. Prabhav.
Okay. So Prabhav Idani. Okay. So let's say if you had this, right? Then when you have the au, right, you'll get avadesha. Okay. If at all you get avadesha, it becomes prabha plus idani. Okay. But what you have is prabha plus idani.
Okay.
Okay. So prabha plus idani is possible if you had prabho plus idani. Because now you have an o which gets an avadesha. Okay. You see the difference?
Yes, yes, I do.
Okay. So Prabha Idani. Okay. Let us see Shaura plus Agacha.
Shauro Agacha.
Yes. Because Shauram, right? So Shauro. I'm thinking if it is Shura, right? Shaura. Shaura, the Saptami. Now I got. Shaura. Shauro. What is Shauro is what I'm trying to say. I'm trying to see. If it was Shauro, yes, it could be, that could be two things, right? It could be Shauro or Shaure. Okay. So...
Can, how it, be
like, keep this yeah.
Can it be Shauri?
No, it won't be Shauri. If it is Shauri, the Pratipadikam. So tell me two things. Tell me Pratipadikam and tell me the form. Right? See, the Pratipadikam, if it is Akaranta Pratipadikam, if it is Akaranta Pratipadikam, it will be Shaure is possible, Saptami Ekvachan. But if it is Akaranta Pratipadikam, I don't know if there is any Ukaranta Pratipadikam like Shauru. Okay. Shura. So Shura, right? Shura is a word. Shura. Like a lion or a brave, right? Shura. Or is there a Dirga Shura also is there? Shura, which is a hero. Shura, a brave person. Shura. Brave or heroic, right? And then of a hero or from a hero. Some Tadita you make it Shaura. So you know Akaranta Pratipadikam. I'm trying to see is there a Shauru? So Shauru not being there, I cannot do Shauru. I would call it Shaure. Shauraha.
There is a Shauraha, Shauraha relating to the sun.
Yes. Shauraha is there. Right? But since we are not doing Visarga Sandhi, right?
Yeah.
Agacha. Okay.
Yeah.
So it could just be He Shaura Agacha. He Shaura Agacha. Okay. He Shaura Agacha. So let me see. Because you know, in He Shaura Agacha, you could. Let me get back to you on this one, okay? I will look into it and let me mark it and see. You know, I'm taking these examples from this book in front of me, right? As it is, okay? Bhana api. Bhana plus api.
Bhanu api.
Not Bhanu. Bhanau plus api. You got Avadesha. Okay. Avadesha. So Bhanu is all right. You have to see Bhanu is Ukara, you'll get Ukara, you'll get Okara or Aukara. Okay. And then when you have the Aukara, you'll get Bhanau. So Bhanau Api. Okay. Let us see Rava Udite.
It's Ravau,
okay? Yeah, Ravau, right? Because Ravi is your Pratipadikam, like Hari, Harau, right? So Saptami Ekvachanam of that will become Harau. So I think that is what is happening. They are using Saptami Ekvachanam. If you're using Rava, plus becomes Ravau. Ravau Udite. And Udite is seventh case also, Udite. Ravau Udite. Good. So that, let's see, how about this? Vidha Udite. Will be Vidha Udite. Okay. Vana Rushayaha. Can you tell me on this one? Vana Rushayaha. That's the last one for today. Come on, who wants to go with it?
Is it Vanai Rushayaha?
Yeah, but we are doing Sandhi. Now we are not doing Sandhi, we are breaking Sandhi. So when you break the Sandhi, I want the individual words. What the individual word would be? Which one do you think it might be? So what could be a Pratipadikam?
Vane Rushayaha.
Very nice. Vane Rushayaha. You get 10 points for the last one. Okay. Vane Rushayaha. Because Vanam, right? Vanam Vane Vanani. Right? It is not dual form of Vane. That dual form of Vane is some other Sandhi rules will come. Okay. So keep the dual form aside. This is a Saptami form of Vane. Vane. Vanayoho Vaneshu. That Vane, seventh case of Vane. So the Rushayaha means the rishis. Plural. In forest. In the forest. Okay. So Vane. That one A will give you an Ayadesha. One I plus Rushayaha. Becomes one I don't know how to say this, Rushayaha. Okay, or optionally Vana Rushayaha. When the Yakara does not get dropped, you'll get this. When Yakara does get dropped, you get Vana Rushayaha. Om Purnamadav Purnamidam Purnat Purnamidachate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamivavashishate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Shri Guru Bhyo Namaha Harihi Om Tassat Shri Krishnarpanamastu. We will take a break next class from this and go back to our Hitopadesha. Then we'll come back here again. Okay.
Thank you, Kalpeshji.
It was a good class. Thank you
very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Home.
Thank you. Time chadamne.
Haan, chena.
Akasmai agachati. Yeah. Nay, Kasmai ayachat.
Okay.
Kasmai ayachat. So Kasmai ayachat. Aima apre aini matlab. आई लक्ष्य है तो बे या नहीं आ रहे कस्मई
ओके आई मे बी आई हैव अ टाइपो देयर
माने
कस्मा या यच्छत यस यू राइट
बे
या करावे या यच्छत थैंक यू गुड ऑब्जर्वेशन
माने आ रू तमे जे कहो छो रू रूलू आपणो रूलू ए लग लग आगो जो रू ल ने रू नथी के ए वस्तु ल ने रू नथी तो पछि का रू
ल छे देयर इज अ डिफरेंट लेटर
हळो आपणे ત્યાંથી હળો વાપરે છે તે છે
યા એક મિનિટ મે તમને હું બતાડુ ઓકે વન સેકન્ડ આઈ વિલ શો યુ વન સેકન્ડ ઓકે Give me a minute, I will have to set up some keyboards here and then get it, okay? Okay, so when you have the letters A, E, E, U, R, right? Then after that, what you have is a
Dirgarukara.
Okay, let me show you.
Dirgarukara. Lukara.
I understand. Okay. So let me see if I can get you the Dirgarukara.
Ani lal, lu dirganati ne, raswane tutaje.
So one of the keyboards I'm trying out, that also doesn't seem to have Dirgha Rukara. Let me show you. Okay. What I will do is, give me 1 second. I will stop the share and share again with you. Okay. I'll stop the share. I'm sharing again with you. Okay. And this time I will share with you whiteboard. Okay, are you able to see a whiteboard?
Yes.
Okay. So the Rikara, right? The Rikara, you have this one, isn't it? Okay. Rikara. Then Dirga Rikara, okay, can be like this. Then the Rukara after that, this is the Rukara. Okay, this is the Rukara, which is different from Rukara. This Rukara is lakara
rukara
plus rukara. Okay. This is lakara plus rukara. Whereas this one is a vowel, rikara. Rikara. You get it? So the time period of enunciation of this is one matra. Okay. Sorry, I'm trying to write with the mouse, so you have to bear with me. This is one matra. Okay. This is one matra. This is two matras, dirgha. This is one matra, two matra. This is one matra. There is no dirgha for rikara. There is no two matra rikara. Whereas the time period for this is half matra for the consonant and one matra for this vowel.
Yeah.
Okay, so there are two different things. Don't worry about it. There are very few words which uses this thing.
અને આપણે આ પેલી પ્રકૃતિ ભાવ જે સંધિ આપવા જોયો એ પ્રકૃતિ ભાવ એ દ્વિતીય વચન આવે ને એ કઈ સંધિ છે પ્રકૃતિ ભાવ ને
એ પછી આવશે Okay, it wasn't a handout of homework as such. What you do is, you know, it was not somebody, I was mentioning it, but what you do is, you go to the Evernote, right?
Yeah.
In the Evernote, in the last class, right? At the end of the last class, I had these attachments, these two attachments.
Okay, sorry, I didn't see it.
No, that's okay. So in the book that I have, right, in that book, you take these attachments.
Okay, thank you, Kalpesh.
Oh, you're not seeing my screen. I don't know how you're seeing it. Okay, one second. Let me show it to you. What I
was just going to go in the lesson and see. Never not.
Yeah. So in the Evernote 40. Now, do you see it in the screen?
Yes, I see it in the screen. But
yeah.
I was.
So this one. Yeah. Okay.
Thank you so much, and thank you very much. I understand more Sandhi practice and everything. Thank you.
Yeah, sure. You're welcome. Take care. Om.
Thank you.
You're welcome.